Well, environmentalists Vandana Shiva, Naomi Klein, the scientist James Hansen, and others recently wrote an open letter to President Correa asking him to not forsake the initiative. The letter read in part, quote, "Along with thousands of other world citizens, we look to the Isuni ITT initiative as a pioneering step in the international struggle for a post-fossil fuel civilization. We have been inspired by the determination of the Ecuadorian public to rejuvenate the initiative following your government's recent decision to abandon it. Accordingly, we're extremely concerned at reports that your government is attempting to repress the voices of the majority of Ecuadorians who continue to support the Isuni proposal. We understand that efforts are underway to block a public referendum on the question, that press freedom is being curtailed, and that students exercising their right of dissent are being threatened with expulsion from their schools." That's what the letter to President Correa read. I asked Ecuador's foreign minister, Ricardo Patiño, to respond to the letter.